I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Welcome to Payment Security, a Cybercrime Magazine podcast series brought to you by GM SecTech. With operations in 50 countries worldwide and headquartered in San Juan, Puerto Rico, GM SecTech has over 50 years of service in the technology and security verticals. To learn more about GM SecTech, visit gmsectech.com. Joining me today is Patrick Ganot, Director, Payments Compliance and Fraud Prevention of GM SecTech. Welcome, Patrick. So happy to have you on the show.
Great to be here, Hillary.
So, Patrick, this is your first time on the show. So to start, can you share with us a little bit about your role and responsibility as Director, Payments Compliance and Fraud Prevention at GM SecTech?
Sure. Well, I head up the payments compliance practice at GM SecTech, where we do a lot of work to ensure that acquirers, merchants, issuers are complying with the brand rules and they're implementing best practices. So a lot of that is audit work, and also a fair bit of fraud prevention consulting to help, again, acquirers or merchants or issuers when they're having some fraud issues.
Perfect. And Patrick, we had Alberto España on the show a little bit ago, and he mentioned in briefly tokenization. So that's something I'd like to talk to you more about, because it's something we're hearing more and more about in relation to data security and payments. So Patrick, can you share with our listeners what exactly tokenization is?
Sure. Well, you know, a generation or two, it would have been pretty easy to explain the concept of a token. They were the funny looking coins that people used to use to ride on the subway or take a bus. And the coin represented something of value. In this case, the price of the fare. And it could only be used in one environment to get from one place to another within that same company. You can think of a poker chip in a casino as a token. So it substitutes for the real thing. But what we're talking about in terms of tokenization in modern times is the process of substituting valuable sensitive data, like a card number or maybe some associated information, with non-sensitive data. So the token is really a reference to the real data. It stands in for the information of value. In the payments industry, we're usually talking about replacing the 16-digit card number and some other values, perhaps, to keep them safe. So tokenization really is the process of creating and using tokens for payments.
Perfect. And how is tokenization different from encryption?
Encryption is where you go in and scramble data and keep it safe in that way. And so you have to encrypt and decrypt in a given situation. And tokenization really is saying, I'm not going to say encrypt this whole phrase and all of this information. I'm just going to encrypt or tokenize or change one very precise bit of information that essentially makes the entire transaction safe. So there's some subtle differences. You might actually have tokens that are going across an encrypted payments line, but the encryption is really covering the entire stream. But as soon as you unpack that data at the other end and the data is in the clear, then that data is vulnerable on either end of the encryption path.
Okay, got it. So perfect. Thank you. Going back to tokenization, what are the common uses for this technology?
Well, I think most people recognize tokenization when it became a very hot topic in 2014 when Apple Pay launched. The card information that's stored on my iPhone, if I'm using Apple Pay, is not the real card number, but rather a token that works in the environment of my phone. And of course, in the network and everything else. Samsung Pay, Google Pay, they also utilize the tokens, really, to keep the information, the sensitive information, from ever being on the phone. But for many years, gateways, payment service providers have used tokens well before Apple Pay. So if you're a merchant, for example, that uses Stripe, you go into your console to find a payment, you're not going to see the card number. What you'll see is a string of letters and numbers and an identification of the brand. But that same token that you'll see in the console could be used for recurring transactions or for making future payments by the same customer without the merchant ever knowing the true card details. So First Token is a service that GM SecTech offers where we help support gateways and merchants who wish to tokenize in this way. The same standard used for tokens by Apple Pay that follow worldwide standards called under a company called EMVCo, which is really a collaboration between all the major card brands, they also have wider applications for merchants. So the brands are working really hard to eliminate real card data stored at merchants that have credential on file information. So really what they're doing is working to substitute, if I'm MasterCard, I will ask you, Mr. Merchant, Mrs. Merchant, please send me all of your MasterCard data and I'm going to substitute that with tokens. Maybe it will happen in batch, but going forward, the merchant will be able to tokenize directly and never keep real card data in their own files. So in the long run, the whole objective is to eliminate the use of the card data everywhere. In the long run, there's even a plan to substitute the card number that's on a chip. So you could put a token on the chip. So even if the card was hacked, and the information was let out, you could never use it to shop online.
Okay, great. And I feel like in that response, you touched on some of the benefits of tokenization, but to build on that, what are the additional benefits of tokenization for a company? And then after that, conversely, like for a consumer?
Sure. Well, on the company side, I mean, the leading benefit all the way around is safety. So for a merchant, if a fraudster is able to hack into the merchant's data and they find a token, then they've really found information that's useless to commit fraud. So it makes it much easier for a merchant to comply with PCI requirements because there's tokenized data instead of the real data. For a card issuer that is managing tokens that are located in different merchants, if there is a breach in some place, then they can very easily deactivate a token without the need to replace the underlying card number. So it's a big convenience for the issuer to be able to manage it. For the consumer, really the biggest benefit is safety. I know that if my phone is stolen, the information on it in terms of payments can't be used someplace else. I know that if my information is hacked in a merchant that is tokenized, that nothing's going to happen with that information. And in the long run, when the market gets to the point where the vast majority of data is tokenized at merchants, then the whole system can rest easier that the information is protected. Of course, we all know that the fraudsters will go running to some other weak spot in the whole payments chain. But the real benefit all the way around is safety and security.
Great. And finally, to wrap up, are there any security risks associated with tokenization technology?
Well, tokenization really was designed to reduce risks. I guess the only thing I could think of would be maybe related to the token vault. So when you tokenize a transaction or you send a transaction to be tokenized, the token service provider or the TSP has to put the real data, you know, the real information, into a vault called the token vault and pair it up with the token information. So the only real risk would be if a token service provider's vault was successfully hacked, then the hackers would have access to that information. Of course, TSPs are rigorously controlled. They're certified annually. GM SecTech, we know because we do some of these certifications. So it's really, you know, akin to stealing the crown jewels. They're locked up someplace and through many barriers and levels of security before you would ever get to steal the crown jewels. I almost think that a better question would be, what are the risks of not being tokenized?
Okay, yeah.
Again, you'd just be exposing your you know, your card details. So there's a lot of interest, especially on the part of merchants, to have their card data tokenized.
Great. Well, Patrick, thank you so much for joining me on the show. It was great to hear your perspective on tokenization and learn more about that.
Thanks. Glad I could be of help. I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Payment security is brought to you by GM SecTech. GM SecTech offers innovative solutions and services in cybersecurity, governance, and compliance focused on managing digital risk. Their solutions are designed to detect advanced attacks and respond to them effectively, reducing business risk, fraud, and cybercrime. To learn more about our sponsor, GM SecTech, visit gmsectech.com. And you can listen to all of our podcast episodes at cybercrime.radio.